Specialty Crop News, brought to you today by the Almond Board of California. Find them online at almonds.com. Mites can be a problem for almond growers, and there are some things they can do now to help prevent mite populations in orchards. Entomology and Pest Management Farm Advisor in Kern County, David Haviland, says it starts with monitoring.
Spider mites overwinter down in the leaf litter and sometimes in the, under the bark of the trees, and start moving up around the middle of March to the beginning of April. So monitoring should start at that time and continue weekly until you get through harvest or a little bit after that. The University of California recommends a presence-absence sampling. So there's no need to actually count the mites. There's no time for that. But if you take your leaves, quickly flip them over top and bottom to determine whether or not they have mites on them and whether or not they have beneficials. As you go through and tally up those leaves, you can make a treatment decision. The University of California has a form that's available on the University of California IPM website that shows treatment decisions based on the percentage of leaves that are infested.
He says it's ideal to know what's in the orchard and then treat accordingly, rather than using a blanket approach that may lead to treating where it's not needed.
So one of the fears that a lot of pest control advisors have is that mites can get out of control very quickly. So the trick to preventing this is to monitor fields weekly, make sure you know what's going on and what the trends are, and then also to use the treatment thresholds that the university recommends, modified for your individual situation. When you do this, you can prevent these mite outbreaks. Some growers like to treat early in the season. Some people call it preventative treatments, but it's important to distinguish between a preventative treatment and just an early treatment. If the mites reach a threshold early in the year, it's very important to treat them. At the same time, if the mites aren't present, then we should wait until later in the year when they arrive.
And when it comes to treatment?
So early in the season, when miticides are needed, growers typically will apply a product containing abamectin, which has translaminar activity and can control mites for a long period of time, or they use other products that are growth regulators, and there's several available on the market. The growth regulators are all very safe on beneficials, so they're an excellent choice. Abamectin, likewise, is safe on most predatory insects, but it does have some impact on six-spotted thrips, which is the most important beneficial in the almond system.
For more on pest management, you can visit the Almond Board online at almonds.com. I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNet West.